It's Ian Pickus here in the Congressional Corner on WAMC with New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District who's been in office since 2009. So Congressman Tonko, it was the closing days of the campaign and Speaker Mike Johnson was stumping in upstate New York. And he said, when asked by a reporter, that Republicans plan to repeal the CHIPS Act in the new Congress. And then later he walked back that statement and said that he had misheard the question. But in any event, that was obviously a really important package for your district and for the Biden administration. So now that there's a new sheriff in town, are you worried about the fate of the CHIPS Act going forward?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I think that misspoken statement really impacted to a degree that outcome. And
just for sorry to interrupt, for the listeners, that was in the 22nd district where right. John Manion defeated Brandon Williams, and that was a seat flip.
Right. And, you know, there was a lot of investment through environment and energy package of economic development bills that were done in 22 and in 21 and 22. And it takes a while for those dollars to reach home. But they were a huge investment in the central New York area with Micron and to make certain that CHIPS activity, which and resources that allow for a transformational quality to the upstate economy. Again, we have a strong work ethic. We have decades and centuries worth of experience in manufacturing, and now to upgrade it to a science-based, environmental-based outcome is important. And so those investments for Central New York, for upstate New York, for the 20th Congressional District are all very, very valuable, and they provide for great dividends. So when Speaker Johnson talked about cutting back on CHIPS, I think it was the wrong message. And now we see Democrat John Manion ready to serve as the new congressional member in Central New York. That's the kind of effort, you know, if we've talked about this on earlier shows, it's that kind of transformational work for our economy, state of the art that enables us to be globally competitive, makes us a world leader. Those investments were all very sound, and they were passed in the first 2 years of the Biden administration. It unfortunately takes time to build that transformational quality to start, you know, landing the contracts and then investing in whatever is required, equipment upgrades, new construction, whatever. I see it with the CHIPS and Science Impact with global foundries in my district, with the nanoscience campus of SUNY Albany. All of this is very valuable, and it takes a while for itself to be felt and realized in the given communities of upstate New York. So that whole statement really was a terrible flaw in communicating to the general public. And I'm confident that as we go forward, there is a lot of opportunity for us to continue to invest in that innovation economy. And I'm confident that any attempts from the Trump administration to pull back investments from the CHIPS Act or from the Inflation Reduction Act and other key legislation, any attempts to roll back and pull back will be met with strong pushback, not only from the general public, but from private companies and businesses from which I've heard many, many comments and positive comments. So they think this is very forward-thinking legislation, very economy boosting investments that for us will be ushering in a new era of manufacturing. And now's not the time to do this U-turn. It's to continue to invest those dollars that were part of those legislative packages that really are going to make a difference, I believe, in our upstate economy.
What do you make of Congresswoman Stefanik's selection to be UN ambassador? She's from the next-door district, obviously.
Yeah. Well, look, it's both she and Lee Zeldin from New York, who was chosen to lead EPA. I wish them well in their capacity. You know, they're very they're important assignments, and especially with the environment and energy with EPA. That is a strong connection to my committee assignments and responsibilities in the Congress. I've been on Energy and Commerce and have been subcommittee chair at one time. Now I'm the ranker for the Environment Subcommittee, Climate Change Subcommittee. So our connection, our interaction with EPA is very routine and very much pronounced as a connection to be a liaison to that agency through that subcommittee. So, you know, I, you know, understand their work to be important as we go forward. You know, it needs to be a strong partnership in word and in action. And President Trump has demonstrated that personal loyalty is important to him, and we see that in his initial assignments. But these roles are not just beholden to one person, to one president. In accepting these roles, you must also accept that you're beholden to the American people and committed to doing what is best for them. These are assignments that are very much going to build a stronger future for us. You know, we need to make certain that our linkages in this very fragile global activity is making stronger partnerships with our allies and not abandoning them. This is a time where if we're going to see peaceful outcomes, it's going to be in partnership with other nations so that we don't go it alone and that we share in the responsibilities and that we all work toward a world order of peace. And that can happen, but it's going to take a close and deep alignment with our allies. And the same is true with our environment. You know, the environmental issues, the outcomes, the successes are very critical to areas like Long Island and all of New York State, for that matter. New York, upstate and all, we are really solidly behind environmental progress. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the soils we remediate are all driven by an environmental commitment, and the quality is important. So I hope for the sake of our nation, for the sake of our communities, that those commitments are taken seriously.
Sounds like you're keeping an open mind. What about your colleague Mark Molinaro? He lost in the 19th district to Democrat Josh Riley in a pretty close race. There's this thought, which he has not disabused, that he could run in the ensuing special election in the 21st district once Stefanik is confirmed to run as UN ambassador. I should say there are a number of, you know, possible candidates being talked about. What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, with an open seat, with a special election, there's always a lot more activity. It seems as though people will delve into that. Oftentimes a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I think there have been candidates mentioned on both sides that would bring, you know, a strong campaign for it on behalf of their respective party. And, you know, I just look forward to see how that, unfolds. I have done a lot of work with several of the upstate communities, the counties. You know, when I was at NYSERDA, we worked with a number of communities about innovation as it relates to energy and environment investments. And certainly, I think there's a case to be made for, you know, the North Country of New York, that, you know, there are a lot of principles that the Democrats hold dear that really speak well to them. I think that, you know, you look at some of the statistics and they require investments, I believe, in manufacturing, in the economy, in workforce development. And having gone to Clarkson and knowing their relationship with their community, making certain that higher ed opportunities that enable us to really, from the skilled trades network over to the research at campuses, all of this is an opportunity for all backgrounds to be involved in a better tomorrow with the sound policy that we can advance. And, you know, tax cuts for the wealthy and for corporations at the expense of investing in workforce development and manufacturing improvements really are what the battle will be about, I'm convinced, in this upcoming session.
We're going to talk more about that in our next conversation with New York Congressman Paul Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District in office since 2009. Congressman Tonko, we're very grateful, and we'll pick it up right there.
Sure. Sure. I always appreciate the opportunity to join you and your listeners. Thanks, Ian.